You're being custom fit for the Suit Up Podcast, tailored by the Best Dressed Podcast Network and XavierPope.com. Gonna keep on trying till I reach my highest ground.
Let me take you to a higher level. Welcome back to Suit Up with the Best Dressed Man in Radio. Yours truly, Xavier Pope, where sports is a business. Let's talk about it here on the Best Dressed Podcast Network, XavierPope.com, SoundCloud, and iTunes. Check us out. Also on Twitter, Xavier Pope, at Xavier Pope. Joining me right now on my Raising the Bar segment. Now, Raising the Bar, we talk about really positive issues in sports and how we can draw more attention to that. We hear so many negative different things happen to sports or just straight sports. Things that inspire us, that take us to a higher level. That is what I am here to do in this particular segment. I am joined by Bethany Hughes.
Hello, everyone.
I just had to tell everyone about you, Bethany. You, such an amazing story. You are endeavoring to become the first woman in recorded history to trek the Americas from Argentina to Alaska on foot, entirely on foot, while any mobilized means whatsoever.
Entirely non-motorized. Yeah, entirely non-motorized.
There it is. Entirely not motorized means. And you are doing some amazing things. This is going to take Bethany 5 years to complete this particular journey. And I wanted to read a little bit more about, I read about her in the AP. And once I read about Bethany in the AP, everyone that's listening to the show, I was overcome. I said, I have to bring this person on the Raising the Bar segment. I just have to do this. She is doing something that, you know, it's going to, the momentum of this is going to build so much. Welcome to Suit Up Best Dressed Man in Radio. Yours truly, Xavier Pope, Bethany Hughes. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Xavier. Thank you for that intro.
The intro, it should be even longer. It should be more grand than that. I am so blown away by this. And you talk about, it's called Her Odyssey, where you are seeking to bring attention to grassroots initiatives providing microfinancing and educational opportunities for women in the countries along your route. And that is amazing to me. What made you decide to take this trip? I know that you prepared for some years, and it was something on you about pursuing your dream and your purpose and your passion, but what was the thing that said, I have to do this?
I was reading Chris McDougall's book, Born to Run, and there is this one sentence where he mentions that this mountain range in Mexico, the Sierra Madre Occidental, connects the longest chain of mountains in the world. And I had this moment where I sat back and I realized, you know, I'd been raised in South America, I'd run sled dogs in Alaska, I'd really learned to love backpacking through the U.S. Rockies. And in that one sentence, I just realized that there was a mountain range there waiting for me to just come live out my entire first, to go back for the entire first part of my life. And maybe sometimes when I was younger and didn't quite have my head on straight, and this time I can go through and I can, you know, like what you said, I'm overcome by the attention that's coming to this right now, but I feel strengthened by it because it's a great platform to get these women's stories heard, because I think everybody has an incredible story, and anyone who wants to share it should be able to be heard, regardless of their education or population of their town. And I think I can do that because I'm really good at walking and talking.
That's awesome. That's awesome, Bethany. Tell me a little bit more about the path that you're going to go. And I read about your path. You're going to start in Argentina, and you have this particular path, making sure you're respecting individual cultures while you're there.
Yeah.
And so take us through this walk.
Okay. So this November 4th, my hiking partner, we have trail names. Her trail name is Neon, and my trail name is Fidget. So Neon and I fly down to Chile on November 4th, and since the seasons are the opposite down there, that'll be early spring for them. We'll go down to the southern point of South America. We'll go down to Ushuaia, Argentina, and go down and touch the water down there, and then just start heading back up north, and we'll cross the Tierra de Fuego is the first chunk of land. And then we will be able to, we'll take boats across waterways that we're not able to get across ourselves. So then we'll go up to Punta Arenas, a town there, and then we just essentially start following along the spine of the Andes for the first 2 or 3 years when we're hiking through South America. And in general time, this will take a total of 5 years, but that includes some built-in time when I'm not going to be able to be hiking. So, for example, after that first season of hiking, we'll be pretty high up in the Andes where just the mountain passes are at 16,000 feet. The peaks soar. I remember from when I was a kid, the peaks just soar above 20,000 feet. So we won't be on tops of the mountains, but we'll sort of be following along the ridges, along the sides of them and around tree line. And then the South America would best be explained to say we're following this trail. It's called the Cuetac Nian, and it was actually built by the Incas thousands and thousands of years ago. So I'll just be following the way that all of the first people who walked the length of South America followed. And we'll stop that first season when winter comes. And if we can get the fundraising up enough and be able to sustain ourselves on it, what I would like to do is be able to just volunteer and teach in whatever small town I live in. Mm. Access to education is really difficult in some of those mountain communities, and it's causing a drain because everybody has to go to the cities to try to get their kids educated. But I believe that living out with the land is probably one of the healthiest things for people who seek that in their lives. And so I think those people should also have access to education. And I figure I'm going to walk through telling everyone that being educated and having access to opportunity are the most important things, and I'd better put my time where my mouth is.
That's awesome. Once again, we're joined by Bethany Fidget Hughes, who is endeavoring to be the first recorded woman to travel the Americas, to trek it with non-motorized means. She's talking about her trek and how this journey is inspiring her, inspiring women all over the world. Go to her GoFundMe page. It's www.gofundme.com/her-odyssey. So once again, that's gofundme.com/her-odyssey. Right now, she has a goal of $10,000. She's at $58.55, or as the last time I checked. I think this should be millions of dollars. I really believe that I really do. I think that it should be millions of dollars. And you talked about pursuing your dream and doing that, and you wanted to give power for everyone to pursue their audacious goals that you spoke of. How do you think that this trek will allow and empower other people, other women, being that you're going to be to create, you're making history to become the first woman to do this? How do you suggest that doing this and doing the work will empower women around the world?
I believe that, and especially, you know, my message being for girls, but for everyone, that by practicing whatever you're passionate about wholeheartedly and daily, that you can help affect a change in the status quo. And just like that, you know, normal people can accomplish extraordinary things by practicing what they love. For me, that just happens to be something real simple and walking. And another one is, this isn't a normal thing for a woman to want to do. This is, and I can't even identify exactly where the source of it is. I just know that this is what I have to do. And I believe that if we each walk our own path, even if other people don't understand it or, you know, are judging you for it, or why do you spend so much time practicing this? Why do you spend all your time looking at maps? That if you just walk your own path and pursue it wholeheartedly, you're going to do great things. And don't criticize others just because they're doing something different than what you're doing, because that variety is what makes life interesting.
Wow. That's coming straight from the person who's going to be trekking America. It's going to take her 5 years. And I looked at your team. And your team, absent one guy,
incredible,
are comprised of all women. And so not only that you're being this woman that's doing it, your manager, your public relations person, your cause and organization support, your translator, your explorer, all of these are women. And so you're actually doing the work and actually putting women to the on board doing it with you. And so how do you, I guess, expect other women to possibly help you in this process, as far as maybe sponsorship? Right now you have a few sponsors, so you can name them if you want. And maybe women in positions of power in organizations that promote health and wellness or making a difference in the world. How do you expect to maybe reach out to them or them to reach out to you to get involved in this process over the next 5 years?
Yeah, truly, Xavier, it's been incredible that the group of women, those have been the people who have stepped up. You know, I was beginning with this message of all I want to do is walk, and I'm happy just talking to the folks along the way. And these are women from throughout my story who've come forward and said, we can do a whole lot more with this if you'll let us. For example, I don't understand anything about web design, and Kelly made this incredible website. My manager, Emily, is a great organizer. Lisa is anything she puts her mind to, she can do incredible things. And I realized it would be silly of me to go say, you can do whatever you want, if I'm not tapping into the things that my friends already do naturally and are incredible at. And then as the message has gotten bigger, Lizzie at Hyperlite Mountain Gear, they make these incredible Cuban fiber tents and backpacks that are very resilient and stuff sacks. And Lizzie there has really stepped up and gotten engaged in the process. And I've enjoyed having the relationship already. You know, this isn't something, I'm realizing this journey doesn't just start when I start taking those first footsteps. This journey is already well underway. And it's, as any worthy journey is, it's scary and it's exciting and it's overwhelming, but mostly I'm just blown away with gratitude for all of the good things that are coming up around this and really excited about all the more good that we're going to be able to do with it.
Wow. Once again, we're talking to Bethany Fidget Hughes, who is trekking, first woman to do this in documented history, to trek the Americas by non-motorized means. It's going to take her 5 years. She's going to spend time in various mountain ranges, various seasons, various climates, various countries, various cultures, and she is being empowering to women in all around the world. And what about your background? You're growing up, you had a very conservative background. Your dad is a chaplain in the federal penitentiary in Leavenworth.
Yes.
And how are they, not only they contributed to your adventurous way of living life, but also through maybe building your faith that you could able to accomplish the adventures that you engage in?
Absolutely. I think that was one of the things that struck me earliest on, is being a little girl in South America and being told, you can do anything, you can have anything, you can achieve anything that you want in the world, at the same time as I'm watching other girls in those villages be given an entirely different message, a message of, you know, be quiet, you know, go in the back, don't. Sometimes they wouldn't even, when we would go as missionaries to visit places, the women were just serving the food. And really, I just wanted to follow them to the kitchens and listen to the stories and the laughter rather than having to sit there and you know, eat my cuy in front of everyone. I mean, it's difficult enough to convince yourself to eat a guinea pig, much less to eat it in front of a whole bunch of people. I just wanted to listen to the stories and play with the kids. And I wondered, why was I getting a dissonant message from them? And I want to go back now and say, that's not right. You can accomplish things as well. And it's really, that's what I want to be profiling as I'm walking, is those women who are down there already who are affecting change. I'm really enjoying putting up on our Facebook site about projects that people are doing to make it better down there. And it's really the local folks touching their own local communities. You can only do so much as an outsider. And that's what I learned from being a missionary, is you can really only understand so far. And realizing I'm not going to be able to understand everything that I see, but I can listen to it, and I can write it down, and I can put it out there for the rest of us to digest. And maybe one of those stories is what will touch your heart and make you get involved. And that's what really drives me on in this journey.
I am inspired by you, Bethany. And if you are seeking to sponsor her journey, America to America, a 20,000-mile trek, go to her-odyssey.org/sponsors. Right now she has HMG, Hyperlite Mountain Gear as a sponsor, also Circuits and Strings, and Darn Tough Vermont. And so I think that should be a long, long list of sponsors that contribute to your campaign and inspire women and all of us really around the world. And so I support your journey. Thank you for joining Best Dressed Man in Radio. Yours truly, Xavier Pope. Godspeed to you, and we are so rooting for you, Bethany, in your journey.
Thank you so much.
All right. Once again, that was Bethany Hughes for our Raising the Bar segment, trekking from Trek in the Americas, and just really an inspirational story, and just amazing guest to have on the show. I'm inspired, and I'm so thankful to bring her on.
You're being custom fit for the Suit Up Podcast, tailored by the Best Dressed Podcast Network and XavierPope.com.